Ridiculous lawsuits. Taking the law too far. Ever since Stella Liebreck spilt coffee on her back in 1994 and sued McDonald's to cover her medical costs, people have been coming up with ever more ingenious ways to make a fast buck. In fact, in the words of a famous judge, some of the lawsuits are so outrageous that they actually give frivolous lawsuits a bad name. But not all of them are successful. During the 1990s, Budweiser ran a series of adverts in which two beautiful women appeared in front of a couple of truck drivers who were drinking cans of Bud. Impressed by the ad, Michigan man Richard Overton bought a case of the beer and waited for his beautiful women to appear. But they didn't. So, he sued the company for false advertising. He cited emotional distress and mental injury and demanded over $10,000 in damages. Case dismissed. In 1995, Robert Lee Brock, a prison inmate in Virginia, claimed the crime he committed while drunk had violated his civil liberties and religious beliefs. So, he sued himself for $5 million, in the hope that the state would be forced to pay on his behalf. Case dismissed. Norman Cake, a 178-centimetre, 123-kilo New Yorker, filed a lawsuit claiming that he'd been forced to eat in fast food restaurants 4 or 5 times per week. He said that the fast food chains were profiting from his poor health and weren't warning him that the food they were serving was harmful. Case dismissed. The judge also barred it from being filed a third time. Roy Pearson thought he was being reasonable when he sued his neighborhood dry cleaners for $65 million. He claimed mental suffering, inconvenience, and discomfort. He also said that the satisfaction guaranteed and same-day service signs in the dry cleaners represented fraud. So, what had the company done to deserve such a lawsuit? They'd lost his trousers. Case dismissed. Pearson, who was actually a judge himself, eventually lost his job as a judge too. The mayor of Batman, a city in Turkey, is currently trying to sue Warner Brothers. He claims that the makers of the latest Batman movie, The Dark Knight, used his city's name without permission. Mayor Hussein Kalkan is also blaming the movie makers for a number of unsolved murders and suicides, which, he claims, are due to the psychological impact the film's success has had on the city's inhabitants. You couldn't make it up,